Hello, good morning. Can everybody hear me? All right, we're going to get started. To any of our media that might be here, they come. Might be kind of in the back. Alex Bowman has joined us. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a packed house.
It's a little early this morning, isn't it? Yeah. Some of them are making their way. So we'll go ahead and get started. We're just going to open up for questions, and then we will ask you some additional questions at the end if we have time to do so. So cool. We'll go ahead and get started. I think Holly's going to kick us off. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Holly Kane, the NASCAR wire service. I wondered if you could talk a little bit about this position of very likely being in the playoffs in your first full season with Hendrick. I mean, there wasn't really much of a learning curve or anything. You really, you know, did something pretty big for your career and for the team to do this right off the bat.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think it's no secret. It's been a rough year for us and for all of Hendrick Motorsports, but we're still in contention for the playoffs, so that's cool to be a part of. Vastly different than anything else I've done in my career or any other position I've been in the Cup Series. So it's a pretty vulnerable spot coming to Indy with three guys that have won here behind you in points that haven't won yet, but, you know, I think we can get the job done just as good as they can. So I'm excited. I think it'd be a great thing to be part of the playoffs, and hopefully we're in it and we can go from there.
All right. Additional questions? Okay, we'll go to Bob, Tyler, and Kelly.
Bob Parker, ESPN. If you have no practice, does that hurt you more than others since you haven't raced here very much and you have so much more on the line than most?
To be honest with you, it's interesting because, yes, I haven't raced here in a couple of years. I tested here last year in the Wheel Force car, but I really feel like we tend to unload pretty close, and there are quite a few teams that unload a little bit off and kind of have to catch up, and we seem to run better when the tracks aren't rubbered up for whatever reason, so I'm all for just sending it to the race. I think that that might actually be better for us. But we'll just have to wait and see. Obviously, the weather is a little interesting. I think we got some floaties that we might attach to the car, maybe a rudder in the back. Can all take a vote on rain tires. But it's going to be interesting for sure if we get any practice or not. And I think it'll be it might make it a great race for the fans.
Tyler Burnett, Motor Racing Network. Obviously, it's going to take some weird circumstances for you not to be in the playoffs, but going forward to Vegas, is there optimism that you guys have found something as far as speed? It seems to be that way the past 3 or 4 weeks. And how can you guys can advance in the first round with the speed that you guys kind of picked up?
Yeah, the first round is going to be tough. You know, Vegas and Richmond were probably our two worst races of the year. And then, you know, I'm not necessarily a road course guy going to the Roval, so it's going to be a tough first round, but I think our mile-and-a-half program's gotten much stronger, so I think we can be much better than we were in Vegas. Then going to Richmond, I feel like our teammates were pretty strong, and we were kind of just off, so we can kind of look at where they were better than us and learn from them and go to the Roval and hopefully stay out of trouble and not crash and hopefully advance through there. So I think honestly the first round as far as tracks is going to be the hardest for us, but I think our speed is definitely been improving. Our execution's been improving. We've had a rough last week, but you know, I have one of the best teams in the business and we're always getting better, and I'm excited to see what we brought to the racetrack this week and every week going forward.
Kelly Crandall, Racer.com. Alex, kind of piggybacking off of Holly's question about the playoffs, can you speak about it personally, though, of your kind of how your Cup career has developed and what it means to you to, you know, the work still has to be done Sunday, but to be in the playoffs, what that would mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, it would it'd mean a lot to me to be in the playoffs right off the bat. Coming from what I came from and kind of going through everything I went through, to make the playoffs in my first year with HMS would be really special. I don't want to count my chickens before they hatch because I'll jinx myself and Bad Luck Bowman will come out and somebody will win on fuel mileage or something and I'll be out. But, you know, it's cool to be in this position and just hopefully we can pull it off.
All right, Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports in front of you. We have seen a couple guys. You took a unique path to this level, and once you were running with a lower team, sat out. And there were decisions involved with that. We saw what Ryan Preece has done. And, you know, he'd had his experience and then did limited number races. A lot of times the thought is out of sight, out of mind in this sport. You've been able to get through that. Ryan looks like he may be able to get through that. Is that a new way for drivers to work their way up, or are these just unique situations that have kind of happened closely and this is not a trend?
Yeah, that's a tough one. You know, obviously I think there was a lot of luck involved in me getting to where I'm at, and a lot of circumstances that if they don't go exactly how they went, I don't end up here. So obviously Ryan Preece did a really good job of putting together some Xfinity stuff that he knew he could win in, and then going out and executing, and hopefully that comes up with something for him. So it's really tough to really say that I sat out. Like, obviously I didn't, it wasn't intentional at first, and I knew I had those races at JRM and the Xfinity series to kind of fall back on when I lost my cup ride. And, you know, I wouldn't want to sit out if you don't have something, you know, or just think you're going to have an opportunity to do something. But, you know, maybe you look at DiBenedetto taking a leap of faith and really not having anything right now. I think hopefully somebody picks him up. He does a really, really good job, and maybe it works out. So it's tough to say from my point of view, just because so many things had to go exactly right to get me to where I'm at. But I hope it works out for guys like that, because there's a lot of talent in the back half of the garage that doesn't get nearly the credit they deserve. Yes and no. I feel like, so we ran pretty well in those 9 races or whatever it was with JRM in 16. But I still think if I don't get the opportunity to drive the 88 in the Cup Series, this probably still doesn't come along. So it's really tough to say. I think what Preece did was a little different. He went to the most dominant organization, but he also won right off the bat, you know, and getting those 2 wins, I think, was really big for him. So it's every situation's a little bit different, right? I think it really just depends on the person and the situation and what goes on. I think if I just would have had the Xfinity starts that I had, I don't think I end up here, but I think Ryan doing what he did and going out and winning those 2 races, he's probably going to get a good shot at a good cup car. So I think just every situation is a little different.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. How big of a leap of faith, though, is DiBenedetto taking?
I'm not Matt, so it's hard to say, but it sounds like a big one. You know, I've known Matt since I moved to North Carolina in 2010, and we've been really close friends for a long time. We were teammates in 2011. He's really good. I mean, probably. So we were teammates when I first started my stock car career, but he was quite a bit better than me at that point. So, you know, I feel like I've become a better stock car driver since then. But at the same time, he's really, really good. So he can get the job done and whatever he gets in. But I think you know, it's just tough to put yourself out there and hope that somebody picks you up. And like I said, it's not just him. There's a lot of guys in the back half of the garage that can get the job done just as good as anybody and just don't get the opportunities.
And I talked to Tommy Joe Martins and Preece yesterday, and they both said that Preece even said when he was in average equipment, he was running well, but people didn't notice him. And he said once he got the opportunity, if he doesn't perform, you know, then you've kind of killed your career. Is there a balance between the two?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you look at, especially getting in the car that Preece got in, I think if you don't win or finish top three pretty consistently in that car, you know, you've hurt yourself probably more than you've helped yourself. So for Ryan to go out, and I think that first race he battled Kyle Busch for the win at Loudon, and then he went to Iowa and won, you know, that's huge. I think to be just as fast as Kyle Busch is and the same equipment, I think that stated a pretty big statement for Ryan. So, you know, he could have had a flat tire and wrecked early and everybody would have forgotten about it. So it's very situational, but I think he did a really good job for his career there, and I think it's really going to pay off.
Hey, Alex, Kurt Darling, WIBC. How does your strategy change with the race moving from July to September? And with that, do you think the move will rejuvenate people to come out and watch the race since attendance has been dwindling the last couple of years?
I don't think strategy really changes. I think the track's going to be a little cooler. Obviously, it's a little wet right now, but it's probably going to be cloudy all weekend whenever we do get on the racetrack. So obviously that'll be a change from a really hot, sunny Indy that we're used to. But from my point of view, I haven't been here in so long that I'm just trying to put four corners together and not mess up. So I think maybe for guys that have been coming here for 10 years, it'll be different. But for me, it's not anything different for me. Hopefully the attendance is great. You know, we're always working on putting on a better show, and I think the racing, we'll have more mechanical grip with the track being cooler, and that should bring the racing a little closer together. So just hard to say. I think it's probably not going to be the best test for it, just with the weather forecast and everything and all that. So it's kind of a bummer to see a rainy weekend here in Indy, but you know, I love coming here. It's a special place to me. I lived here for a little bit, racing midgets and working on people's sprint cars and having a whole bunch of fun. So I'm just glad to be here.
And Rick Hendrick's won here 10 times. Does that put any pressure on you as a kind of an up-and-comer coming in here?
I feel like he's won everywhere 10 times. You know, I think just driving a car for Hendrick Motorsports is such an honor and an incredible opportunity. The friendship that I have with Mr. H has been amazing. So to come to Indy, to win here for him would be really special, but to win anywhere for Mr. H would be really special. So it seems like everywhere we go, I get he's got 25 poles here or 10 wins here or whatever. And, you know, it's amazing to hear all the history behind the team that I'm driving for. It's just an honor to be a part of it.
Alex, with this race being one of our crown jewels to some people, does the shine of that lessen any now that it's moved to the cutoff race to make the playoffs?
I don't think so. Still the Brickyard 400. It's still amazing just to be here at IMS. It's a really special racetrack. I don't know if that's more so for me because I grew up racing open wheel stuff and grew up kind of halfway grew up in the area. But it's just a cool place to come to and a cool race to be a part of. You know, Daytona 500 is really special. The Southern 500 is really special. The World 600 is special. And the Brickyard 400 is right there on par with the three of those. I think those are the four biggest races of the year. So it's really cool to be here. And anytime you're driving here, it's a cool experience.
Pat Tacola, NASCAR.com. You just mentioned your friendship with Mr. H. Can you just explain his role in your life a little bit further?
His current role is as a boss, he writes me paychecks, and then as a friend, he makes me spend those paychecks. So we're both big car guys, and we enjoy kind of egging each other on with different stuff and different cars, and we both have different cars that make way too much power, and we're always tinkering with them. And we have a grudge race coming up, and he's slowly making me spend more and more money to try to beat him. But I realized I found the bottom of my pocket, and I don't think he's going to have that problem. So I'm probably not going to win. I think if I did win, it probably wouldn't be a good thing either. So, but it'll be fun. You know, it's just awesome to have a genuine friendship and have something in common like that with him, be able to talk as buddies about it. You know, I have so much respect for him, and like I said, it's an honor to drive for him. But to have that personal relationship and all that, it's been really cool. You know, I didn't really coming in and driving the 88 car. I didn't know Mr. H at all, so I didn't think from the outside looking in. I didn't think I'd be able to have a personal buddy relationship with him, or because all you see on TV is a very professional, you know, buttoned up guy, and it's just it's an honor to be able to call him a friend and to be able to call him a boss. It's been really special.
Well, I have a quick follow-up to what you just said. Is that grudge match going to be open to the public? And even if it's video or anything else, live stream, whatever. And then are you going to bring your midget out next year if they do this race again?
So the grudge race, it depends how big of idiots we look like, to be honest with you. Both our cars make way too much power for the tire that they're on, and they're both going to spin. It's a drag race. They're both going to spin all the way down the track, and hopefully we just make it to the other end. We were going to put bigger, softer tires on them, but then we made a rule that we can't. So don't know why we did that, but it'll be interesting. I would imagine we'll have some sort of video or live stream. It might be open to the public. I don't know. His car's been sitting for a while. I drive my car almost every day, and his car hasn't moved in like 8 years, so we're waiting on him on that one. But as far as the midget thing, I would love to. I wanted to bring it this year. I was just behind on getting it all back together. We're changing engine packages and quite a few things for Chili Bowl this year. So just trying to get it all back together and get ready to go to Turkey Night. But yeah, it looked like a really cool show. Pretty amazing to still get it in with the rain that they had. I think the track looked awesome. It looked like they did a really good job, and it'd be really special to be a part of it going forward.
All right. Any final questions? All right. Alex, thanks for joining us this morning. We wish you the best of luck this weekend. Just a couple quick announcements before we roll into our next availability. Xfinity Series qualifying has been canceled, and the field will be set per the rule book. And then also the first Monster Energy Series practice has also been canceled, and we'll continue to update you guys as the day progresses.